Remember when making the big projects were murder? I mean, literally, you could feel the years coming off your life. You were so deep and so intense into those things. When did it get so easy that it just didn't even faze you? Maybe it's time to get back into that deep.
I just got done. What am I supposed to start with? Hope you're having a great day. Anyway, so I just talked to Don, my money guy, and calling back. Everything's cool. So we can handle the Maryland tax laws and all that stuff. He's a good dude. And he's like totally not under the radar, like the Spurs. But he's total legal, never got audited, nothing. So, you know, whatever, you guys can just talk or email or, you know, do whatever you want to do. But maybe just leave him a message, and boom. So he's on it. And his thing is he does taxes and he does sports memorabilia. Ta-da.
What comes down to two things?
All right. I don't remember his number, but I think I texted you.
That's it.
The mistake I made as a younger man, probably the same mistake that a lot of people make. And that is, on the day that I decided that I would listen to Jim, I had to choose what to listen to on that first day. And the mistake I made, like so many other people, was, if I'm going to listen to jazz, I might as well listen to Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Charles Mingus. And man, those guys were so deep into a trip where they had, by that point, cast aside all non-believers, because they understood between all of them and everyone who was still listening that it didn't matter what they played in. And that's something you can get to, but you have to get to it. You can't pick it up on day one. So no wonder it didn't take.
It goes like this. Where does it start?
The question becomes, what's your legacy? Legacy. It's not about winning or losing. It's about the mark you leave. The mark you leave on the conversation and the mark you leave on people, influence, how you make them better at what they do too. That's all I want.
Hey Ty, it's Kristen McNeil. It's about 3:30. I'm just wondering how you guys are doing, if you're on the bus, what time you guys expect to be back. Call me if you get this message. Bye.
Got it. Got it. Got it. about it. Got it.
Check the level, because you know me and levels.
Yeah, man.
Levels, man. I heard some of those joints.
Yeah.
I heard some of those joints. It's like talk.
Talk. Yeah. It was, we missed some stuff, but.
Got it.
You got your little thing, too.
Yeah, music.
I've done this long enough to know that. Always back up the recording.
Back it up. Yeah.
Really? You've been recording?
Ty's always.
I've done a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Got it.
Man.
You look serious right here.
Yeah,
a little zoom?
Like a
yeah.
little
yeah,
microphone.
Nice.
Nice.
He has
nice.
Done a little of everything. He's not shit.
I just wanted to make something that lasts. That was my goal. I guess there'll be a couple of little things that last for a little while, but for the most part, and because I lack any basic artistic skill, everything will be gone. You know, they'll pull the plug, they won't pay the server bills, and it'll all be gone. Poof. Like it never ever existed. That's the price you pay. The trick is getting it down, getting it done, solidifying the thought, making it permanent somewhere before it goes away. All the good stuff appears and then just goes away. And then no one needs you anymore.
Jeff Spring is dead. Fat redhead. At least that's what John Udis said. Except the part about the fat redhead. He just said, Jeff Spink is dead. You know, if I wanted to hear a great Cornell, I would
driving
go
to visit them
live.
One night to play guitar and smoke marijuana.
I don't think I've ever had that with
just
a great
being
I had that with a barn owl.
Country. And while we were going there, I kept looking at all the trailers along the way.
Yeah, Claremont Trail.
They had a bunch of Confederate flags
knew
they were
it.
Using
Jesus.
As curtains.
What goddamn town knew about that
and
one?
And I was joking.
Look at it.
Oh my God,
I'm sure
look,
there are other people
tried
that
to float
this
away
sure
again, buddy. Tried to float
that.
Away. And so it was a fucking
people
joke along the way. You know, it was a complete joke. And it was clapped. You know, I looked back on this to like 2017 awareness, and I realized it was completely classist.
Is it for 17?
Time.
I know I can find it.
Fast forward, this was like out of my 20s. So fast forward in my 40s. I woke up one day here in Oxford, New York, and looked at the movie that we were filming. It was not, you know. And I looked at that. And I was leaving. Because up to that point, I had never called out for anything because I was rank and file, die hard, Comcast. And I just woke up and had this, like, epiphany. And that's how the fucking song started.
I throw these words around like true and pure and real and authentic and stuff like that. think what's important is walking that walk instead of just talking that shit. Walk the walk. Don't talk the shit.
You remember in 2008 when Obama was either too black or not black?
Yes, yes.
All right, let's talk money now. What is our goal?
Talking about Kiss Guy. So then Kiss Guy goes to the big acts don't give him the time of day. They're familiar with who he is, but they're like, we're not going to be the sloppy seconds. But every now and then, like a low tier regional band or a local band gets drunk and he shows up and he spends the afternoon learning, you know, some rough licks on their easiest song. He's like, hey, let me play GCD. And they do, and it, you know, it goes online, it's a little, hey, Kiss Guy strikes again, gets a little bump, a little bit of pub, actually builds up until, finally someone band is like, Kiss Guy, we got a new record coming out, and we're on Saturday Night Live on Saturday, so we thought Thursday you could come to our show and play guitar on.
Thank you.